It's another musical weekend here at Tallahassee Talks as we bring you Sorn. He'll be in the house with us in the second hour. And I've got Mark Russell and his amazing violin. A little conversation with that man who recently performed at Blue Tavern just this last Thursday night. So it's all good. I've got Miriam Dady with another guest in the business spotlight. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202. My friend, we are here on this first weekend in December as Hanukkah and Christmas await us. For those of you celebrating Hanukkah this year, if you don't know this, well, of course you know this. I mean, I had to look it up, but it's the 12th through the 20th. So happy Hanukkah to all of my Hanukkah friends. Merry Christmas to you who are celebrating Christmas in a good old-fashioned sort of way. In our family, it is a very old-fashioned sort of thing. My father was insistent on a couple of things growing up in a Lutheran household, or as my Catholic friends would say, Catholic light, or maybe we're heretics. I don't know. But in any case, my dad insisted on a fresh Christmas tree. That was a must. And midnight services on Christmas Eve also. So those were the two items that he was pretty insistent upon. And all the rest, you know, the decorations and the gift giving and all that was cool. So he wanted to make sure that we observed that. And that really drew from his origin. He was a Swedish immigrant. You've heard me say this before. And as it goes, he found himself in Chicago in the early 30s, 1929, 1930, all of about 12 years old, eking out survival. Not an easy time. There were no child labor laws then, so he was able to actually get work and not starve to death, not only for himself, but his sister and his father, all three. Among the tired, poor, and huddled masses welcomed to this country. But he did well. He joined the National Guard when he was 17. He was inducted into the United States Army and went on and put himself through college in 3 years on the GI Bill. Fiercely loyal to America for its, in his mind, his surrogate mother. You know, kind of a salvation there that came about through all of those various opportunities that he took hold of. I mean, he did for himself a remarkable thing. And at Christmas time, that Christmas tree for him was a tie, I think, back to the old country, his childhood. Lutherans especially being very fond of such things and having rooted a history rooted in even some of the native religion of the region. But then again, with Martin Luther, legendary don't know if this deserves a fact check, but the story goes that Martin Luther was responsible for bringing a living, fresh tree into the house inside and decorating it. Again, we'll have to... Carl has already launched an investigation to see if that's in fact verified. Right, Carl? Okay. Nonetheless, here we are as we celebrate the season with you, and on this particular occasion, doing so with the music of Sorn. This, for us, is a treat because though he hails from Tallahassee, he resides in Los Angeles and makes an annual trek back home to be with us and bring us up to date on his doings. Remarkable musician, artist, composer, performer, lyricist. I mean, he's the real deal. In fact, some of his music was signed recently for the TV show American Horror Story as part of the pre-season promotion that they were doing. Anyway, done well for himself. We'll have a lengthy conversation with him about not just his work, but the state of things for artists of his kind, because he's definitely an independent-minded sort of person. This is an artist, in my opinion, that you will never find on, not likely to show up in the top 40 anytime soon. It's not a pop artist. This is music and art that is intended to get you to ask questions. And most pop music really is not that. Let's be honest, it's there to satiate us, to numb us and keep us from asking questions. Art, I think, if it is to be considered art, is just the opposite. It begs the question, what are we doing? Why are we here? Or whatever. Whatever that question is that pops up in your head, that's probably a good indication that you're looking at a well-crafted creation of art. And I have it on good authority from people like Ann Kozoliski, who will confirm that for me. God bless you, Ann. So there we go. And then I've got this re-airing of an earlier conversation I had with Mark Russell. This is going back some time ago. But wanted to bring it forward because he played Thursday night this week at Blue Tavern here in town. He no longer lives in Tallahassee. I believe he's up in the Boston area. But made a return visit to Tallahassee, so we thought, how cool would that be to bring back to our audience his music? Remarkable, again, a remarkable musician. In a similar way, relies on a looping technology, right? So you'll hear that in the music that he's going to perform for us. And I think you'll learn, too, that he is the kind of musician who makes it his goal to engage his audience dramatically. Elsewhere, in other news, let me give you a little bit of heads up on what's going on over there at TCC. What started as a class project at Tallahassee Community College became a statewide campaign to save lives in Florida. So TCC professor Reggie Grant tasked students in his mass media class with creating projects to help persuade young people to put down their phones while they're driving. The student winners were announced at an award presentation on campus this last Tuesday, the 28th of November. The assignment was inspired by Demetrius Branca, whose son Anthony, a TCC student, was killed by a distracted driver back in November of 2014. Branca and his wife, Melissa, attended the awards presentation along with several members of the college's community, including TCC President Jim Murtaugh. So, very cool idea there. Putting to use one's college experience in a very socially responsible way, in a productive way. Here's another outreach coming to you from Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. They're presenting something called Spreading the Holiday Cheer. This is coming up Saturday the 16th of December from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Bethel Family Life Center on Bruno Street there. Reverend Dr. R.B. Holmes will be your host for this event. And donations of new pajamas are being accepted for girls and boys ages 5 through 18. It says, join us for food, fun, and fellowship as we share a little holiday cheer with the children in foster care. That's at Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, December 16th. Let's see, I've got some other news I'll probably save for a little bit later in the show, but you are going to enjoy having with us Soren and Mark Russell. And I've got Miriam Dady standing by here in the business spotlight.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for Tallahassee Business Spotlight, brought to you by Tiffany Hamilton.
Well, hello one and all. This is Miriam Dady with Tallahassee Business Spotlight. I'm happy to be here with my friend and business owner, Ricky Harper, who has a unique business opportunity and also a business. It's called C12. Ricky, tell me what that means.
Sure. C12 is a company that does executive peer advisory groups specifically for Christian business owners.
Executive peer advisory groups. Okay, how does that work? Do you have to, what does this C12 stand for?
Well, C12 stands for, C is for Christ, because we're Christ-centered, and 12 is two things. It's the number of disciples. It's a good number. It's the number of disciples Jesus had. It's also the best size of a board. Huh. We don't want 15 or 20 people in one of these groups. We want up to 12 people in a C12 group.
What does that look like? You say they're peer advisory. Mm-hmm. Does it not begin until you have 12 people? And do you have 12 people? How does that happen?
Well, no, it begins with one even, if you have. In fact, we just had our first board meeting this week.
C12 minus 11.
And well,
and
we
counting
had,
down.
we had three in this particular group, so cool. That was a nice little start. I already have commitments from several people to be in the next group, so we'll probably be up close to 8 or 9 people, maybe 10 or so. By our next board meeting, which is once a month, is when we hold these meetings. So,
and when you hit 12 people, do you start over?
Yes, start looking to grow another board. In fact, when I hit probably 8 or 9, I'm going to go ahead and start planning a second group and put that group together.
So it's business advisory board. So what do you have to be to even apply?
Basically, what we're looking for is people that either run or own businesses that are Christian or at least have faith as a central part of their life, and that have businesses that are in the, say, the $1 million range in sales a year and up. And what we do in peer advisory is we basically put this group of people around a table and we allow them to invest in each other. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so must a man sharpen another. And that's what peer advisory is. You put together a peer of executives that have been there, done that. No business owner can be an expert in marketing and branding and finance and cybersecurity and IT and HR and logistics, exactly.
Right.
But around that table, there are people with expertise in many of those disciplines, and you can rely on them and ask questions of them and allow them to pour into you as you share your experiences and your values and your back with them. But the thing about C12 is it's all done with peers that are like-minded. There are peer advisory groups around. There's an excellent one called Vistage that's already has a presence here in town. And it's a great group, but it's secular. as a person of faith, I want to get advice from people that think like I do. In fact, that's scriptural as well. Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So we put them together with other people that are like-minded, and we allow them to sharpen each other's businesses as well as their lives. Very powerful thing.
Who sets the agenda?
C12 does. Okay. C12's agenda is created, the curriculum is created by C12 Corporate, which is in San Antonio. C12 Group is a 25-year-old business based now in San Antonio. The curriculum is MBA accredited. There's two universities that you can get credit toward an MBA for by attending courses here in C12. The curriculum, the business curriculum, is all created by C12, as is the ministry and devotional part of the meetings. And we do all of those together, along with each month. We also have open forum discussion where we bring up topics, we explore those, we help people look for resolutions to those topics. Additionally, each month we have a core business presentation where one member will literally spread his business out on a presentation in front of everybody. Let's look at your numbers. Let's look at your P&L. Let's look at your marketing strategy. Let's let this group of up to 11 other like-minded people look through it and help you find areas that might be weaknesses or applaud you for the things that you're doing that are really working. So it's essentially collective IQ, the ability to be a lot smarter by the employment of several other people around a table with you.
Now, how do you deal with or tell me what the experiences of other C12 members have had with people of Christian faith that have denominations that are real different, that see things totally differently? Does it ever just explode into conflict, or how do you do?
Well, that's
deal with that?
That's my role as the chair of the group. I lead and facilitate the meetings, and if I see them going down a doctrinal path, I'll stop it.
Okay.
The idea is that we're non-doctrinal. If you believe God, Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, and you believe that Jesus, you know, lived the life here to demonstrate to us how to live, and then died for our sins. If you believe those core precepts of Christian faith, then you're allowed in.
So the fundamentals are allowed, and then you kind of draw the line and say, let's talk about business.
Yeah, let's not get into doctrine like once saved, always saved,
kind
of. You know, that's irrelevant. Let's just talk about growing ourselves, our faith, and ourselves in God and in business. And in reality, I got some of the numbers here in front of me. 75% of the members of C12 say that they have significantly improved their leadership qualities in C12. Three times of the membership, they report three times improvement in efficiencies and profitability. 79% say they outpace their peers in economic downturns. 81% report improved marriages.
Nice.
And this is, C12 people are typically in these groups for an average of 4.5 years. So when you join C12, usually after one or two meetings, it's something you do not miss. It's something that you get so much from, so much value, so much uplifting, you know, of your spirit, as well as improvements in your business outlook, that you stick with this thing. And because of that, you see significant improvements in every aspect of your life.
Okay, I know there are a lot of folks in and around Tallahassee that feel all alone in business. I know that there are people of faith out there that want to connect to something that will help them kind of anchor the direction their business is going. How do they reach you?
Oh, well, there's a couple of ways. You can just call me directly on my cell, which is perfectly fine by me, 850-510-5771. Or you can go to my website and contact me there, and that's at www.c12tallahassee.com.
And it's C as in ABC.
Yes.
It's the letter C.
C.
12.
12. Tallahassee.
No dots, no dashes. C12tallahassee.com. .com.
Yep.
As this holiday season kind of cranks along, that a lot of people will examine where their business is going and where they stand in their own faith, and maybe put them together with your help.
Absolutely. I certainly hope they do. It's great to see you, Miriam.
Good to see you, too. Thanks so much. And everybody out there, continue having a fabulous holiday season. I will be with you soon. Miriam Dady, Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. go to that particular blog, you can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their tallyconnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. Tallyconnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Well, you know, it is part of our ongoing quest to bring to you the remarkable and very talented musicians that we are blessed to have among us. Mark Russell, how are you, sir?
G'day, Brian. I think an interesting thing is, you know, my instrument is the violin.
Right, right.
And early days of jazz in the, you know, the 20s and 30s, violins were actually pretty common. There were, in fact, most saxophone players also doubled on violin.
Really?
In some bands, the violinist doubled on saxophone. Then as music got louder and the venues got bigger and then the big band era came, violins really just started to disappear because we didn't have the volume, and it's very difficult to mic a violin. As you know, a vocal performance you can mic relatively easy, but because of the sort of wonderful structure of the instrument itself, it would it vibrates. It's a reverb machine, right? So when you play it into a microphone and try to turn it up loud, it's going to feed back on you. So that was really a problem. And then amplifying violins really became a problem. Having solid body violins wasn't really an answer because they kind of sound like kazoos. and so it's only sort of fairly recently that technology has reached a point where it can amplify a violin to the point where it's compete with electric guitars and drums.
Wow.
And sound kind of decent. So
here we have the intersection of innovation, science, mechanics, and art and music all sort of ganging up.
The violin's making a comeback, baby.
Yeah, baby. And you have brought it to us in such a marvelous way with this process, I guess you call it, or a performance style of looping.
Right. So back to the looping. Looping is this wonderful method by which you can perform with yourself. So I perform a snippet of music, and then I record it as I'm playing it, and then it automatically plays back over and over again. Then I can layer another snippet of music, hopefully something that's complementary over the top of that, and then I can keep going. And of course, with the digital aspect of the violin, I can also plug into pedals that are made for guitar, and I can create a sound that's an octave lower, and I can create a sound that sounds like an electric violin or an electric guitar. I can create a sound that sounds more like a classical violin, so I can play some nice kind of background string sounds. I can kind of add it all together and create a whole thick soundscape.
So you're exploding the characteristics of this one instrument and your technical ability. And folks, for those who do not know his technical prowess, I can tell you, you're about to hear some of that. In fact, we've asked him to perform for us here today, and I believe we have this first song is called Willow. Tell us about Willow.
Willow, yes. Willow is one of my, I guess it's one of the first forays into looping. So it starts off with a strum on the instrument that creates the groove. And then I add a little bass, and then I add some strings, and then I came up with a melody, and it's one of my favorite things to perform. It's a piece I actually start most of my performances with.
Wow. So let's do it. We have Mark Russell and Willow.
Thank you.
So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant Tiffany Hamilton is helping home buyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at tiffanyhamilton.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We have Mark Russell with more music. Two songs here. The first one is Five, and then we'll go right into another one called Resonance. Mark Russell. Thank you.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to this second hour of Tallahassee Talks with your humble host, Brian Cerny, doing my utmost to encourage and inspire and inform, entertain, all of that. For the single price of admission, just having you with me, my friend, is a good thing. At any moment, when we have people like Soren in studio, he'll be with us here in the second hour, coming up shortly. Had an opportunity to bring you Mark Russell. If you missed that, fear not, because you can download the podcast from our website and listen at your leisure. It's a good thing to do. We have a lot of folks. And we get a report every week as to the number of you who are podcasting your way in keeping in touch with this here fine radio show. It has been our pleasure to do so over the many years, and as we do, we are fortunate to be partners with this annual tradition we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection. So along with Tallahassee Family Magazine and Moose Magnificat, Tallahassee Talks is a media partner in this effort with a marvelous collection, lineup of sponsors, including Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida, Dr. Eve James with Southern Smiles Family Dentistry, Sperry and Associates Construction Design over there on the west side of town, and Sellers Tile. Oh, my goodness, what a great company they are right here in Tallahassee for flooring and design services. And our longtime sponsor, Truck and Car Concepts, for auto accessories, aftermarket accessories, and window tinting, and all kinds of neat stuff you can do to spiff up the old vehicle, or new vehicle for that matter. A lot of neat stuff going on there. And our presenting sponsor this year, Rapid Press, commercial printing and mailing services. Lourdes Madsen and her team, can't say enough good things about this fine company and their commitment to their clients, those they serve directly, and the good that they do beyond that in helping organizations like Tallahassee Family Magazine and the Tallahassee Symphony. There's a remarkable list of locals that do such good things for Tallahassee. And here's Rapid Press bringing to bear the power of print, they say. So kudos to Rapid Press and all of these other businesses who come together to encourage us all to give generously to families, children in need at Christmas time. So we want to make sure you know how to plug into that. If you go to helpchristmasconnection.com, there it is, all of the instructions you need, along with directions to the Christmas Connection headquarters this year at the center of Tallahassee, for those old-timers who remember it as Tallahassee Mall. Same location, new name, Center of Tallahassee Christmas Connection Headquarters, now open and ready to receive your donations. There's a list of suggested items there at the website, helpchristmasconnection.com, so be sure to check that out if you're looking for ideas. Toys are always great. Include teenagers in your thinking, because they're also part of this whole effort to bring a little joy, bring the joy of Christmas a little closer, we say. HelpChristmasConnection.com. And along with that, I should point out that we're very much involved in trying to encourage other charitable groups around town, people like Elder Care Services and our good friends with the Alzheimer's Project that do such good work, and those who are working very hard to bring services to homeless youth, especially, and runaway youth, and working with their families. This is the good work of CCYS, Capital City Youth Services, and what a remarkable organization they are, have been around a long time. A little backstory here. Yours truly, when I was doing my graduate work in social sociology and at Florida State University, I was working on a doctorate there about 100 years ago. And then the refuge house called Someplace Else is the name of it. I think they still operate under that name. basically a sort of hostel or a refuge for runaway youth, homeless youth. Someplace else was the location where I did a lot of my field work, understanding runaway youth, and that was my master's thesis, and then on to do my dissertation on that topic of runaway youth. It is remarkable how much that population has increased, actually, sadly enough. And so the folks at CCYS need our help in caring for them and providing not only those shelter services, but providing guidance and support and working with families when those families are available, trying to bring some healing. It's a good thing. I should also say that as we are want to do, it's our good pleasure to bring you notice of other good work. This is a new company coming to town. They're getting ready to open up. It's called Clarity Point. And here in Tallahassee, out here on Mahan Drive, on the east side of town, it is a memory care assisted living community. Very cool. So if you're caring for a loved one with memory loss, you can join up with Clarity Point and Centerpoint Health and Rehabilitation for an educational presentation on innovative therapy approaches to care for seniors experiencing cognitive changes. So this is a cool thing. This is coming up. You need to RSVP to be a part of this. It's basically a kind of seminar or educational presentation. You need to make sure that you call this number to sign up for this, and it's a local area code, 850-378-3144. So that's a good thing. And make sure that you refer to the fact that it's planned to happen on Tuesday the 5th of December from 5 to 7, and it'll be at the Staybridge Suites in Meeting Room A, and that's out at Summit Lake Drive there in here in Tallahassee. They're going to serve dinner for the event as well, so that'll be kind of a nice thing to do. So I hope you got all that. Again, the number is 378-3144. Clarity Point offering you this opportunity to learn more about memory care services. Very good. Let's see. What else have we got? Time for anything else? Real quickly. Let's see. Building Legacies Women's Leadership Summit is coming up December the 6th, and that's from 8:30 to noon. That's this coming Wednesday at Tallahassee Community College Center for Innovation, concluding the 2017 edition of its four-part Building Legacy Women's Leadership Summit. And the cost there is $30. So check that out. You can find out more online at tccwomeninleadership.com. How about that? And we'll keep you in tune. You stay right where you are. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Museum is celebrating their 60th anniversary with a special exhibit entitled 60 Years of Collecting, Preserving Our Region's Identity. Now through January 7th, this is your opportunity for a rare look at 60 special artifacts from the museum's extensive permanent collections. Each of the selected objects tell a unique story that help us link to our past from prehistory to the late 20th century. A centerpiece of the exhibition will be the museum's recently restored dress of Princess Catherine Murat, great-grandniece of George Washington and wife of Achille Murat, Prince of Naples, and nephew of Napoleon Bonaparte. This will be the first time in almost 40 years that the dress has been on display to the public. Celebrate 60 years of presenting Tallahassee living history, 60 years of adventure and education, and 60 years of collecting some of the region's most treasured artifacts with your Tallahassee Museum. Now through January 7th, admission is included with your paid general admission.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
It is our custom here with this here fine radio show to bring you local musicians. It's just a thing we do because we just love them so much. And that we love what they do. They love us. And I think they love all of us who are those who find in their music a unique sound, a particular perspective. Some of them are no longer residing with us, and we have today, for your listening pleasure, Soren, who has made his annual trek back to his home ground. So you are a native, sir, and let us welcome you to the show. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back. And it's certainly, it must be a very interesting process for you for this reason, having grown up in a small southern town, fairly, I would say, average beginnings. Here in your early 30s now, having traveled about a good deal, you and Danny Bedrosian are in some kind of a rivalry for how many airports you can visit inside of a month. Your recent activity included a stop in Berlin, and that in and of itself was particularly unique because of this whole business with this sound system. Tell us about the whole motivation there.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that it started in a small pond because I think it allowed for that foundation to be built. And here, you know, 15 years into that journey, I caught the attention of the folks over at Dolby, which most people recognize for their work in movies. So they've had
the
this
Dolby.
The
That's
Dolby.
Like saying Sony.
Right. You guys heard of Sony? Yeah, so they developed this system called Atmos a few years ago, and it's all about spatializing audio in movie theaters. And their most recent endeavor, which they are just now kind of prototyping and working the kinks out of, is this application for musicians and producers. So that live, you can spatialize over the course of 14 speaker points the you know, the session or the whatever you're doing. So it's a program that works with any music software, with any DAW. And so they heard my work and they were like, hey, we'd love to try to work on using this.
So if I'm standing in the middle of those 14 points of reference, it's a kind of 360 presentation.
Yeah, exactly. And so in, they showed me some demos of it at their space in Burbank in Los Angeles County. It's pretty amazing. And they can program it so that each one of those instruments, you know, can be at any place in the room. And it also helps with the frequency of sound, too. So you can do your lower frequency stuff low, physically low in the room. You can, you know, the potential is really endless.
Because you're able to create, I guess you'd say, more texture, more...
Yeah, you're literally creating a sonic landscape for the listener. And then with my work, because I like layering my voice...
Right.
It's exciting. For years, I've dreamt of this idea that I could fill the room with all of these separate voices all harmonizing together.
At the same time.
And so we got to premiere that in Berlin. It was really a rough... go where we just did a left right send, which, if for those of you who aren't familiar with sound stuff, just the usually you have a left and a right going out to a stereo mix, and in this case we sent that to these 14 speakers. So it still was cool, but just scratching the surface of what it could be.
That's remarkable. So an opportunity to experience this technology firsthand, your music being the contribution there.
Yes.
And you had an opportunity to perform then for an audience of folks in Berlin.
Yeah. And it's funny because it was the earliest show I think I've ever played. And I say that, you know, knowing that I've done sets at 2 a.m., you know, 3, 4 in the morning. But in terms of waking up and going and performing in a day's time, 11 a.m.
is unheard
of in the music business. However, you know, the place was packed, and the venue itself has got a great story. It was built in the 70s as a broadcast complex for the state at that time, and they were doing propaganda. And since then, after the fall of the wall in the 80s, it's become this recording academy and a music summit for all kinds of people in the business. So for all of us there, it was really a special...
How cool is that?
A special experience.
Kind of a congress, a convention of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Some performers, some just listeners of and lovers of.
Yeah. Very cool group of people.
Wow. And my understanding is you actually have to apply to be a part of this, and then once accepted, then you can buy a ticket.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a cool thing, because what it did was weed out anyone who was just sort of...
frivolous, we'd say.
You know?
Yeah.
And those who were there, it was more like a university environment where you had musicians, enthusiasts, producers, etc., really there because they were interested in connecting on a deeper level.
Hmm.
So for me, it was a privilege because I got to meet people who had traveled from all over the world just to see me specifically, which felt really flattering.
That's pretty cool. I remember you telling me this one guy was trying to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us that story.
So the things that I offered was the live performance, a vocal workshop, and a listening session where I listen to other people's work and we talk about it.
I see.
So for the vocal workshop, it was essentially full at capacity immediately. And when I got to the room where it was being held, there was a line around the corner. And as the moderator for the room was trying to shut the door, I hear this guy like, "Please, I am a singer. I must be in that room." And all of us that were sitting there in the circle were just like, "Whoa." And this, you know, this moderator graciously was like, "I'm really sorry. It's at capacity." So we all gave him a warm round of applause in the way he handled the whole thing, but it was pretty funny.
So the guy never did get to be a part of that.
He didn't get in.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I admired his enthusiasm for sure.
In your role as an educator there, this workshop is an opportunity for you then to invest further in other people and their own craft, I guess you'd say, right?
You know, and that came really almost by accident. It was this thing of people just coming to me and asking me, what does it take?
What does it take? What do we have to do? Folks, we're talking to Soren. We're going to continue this conversation here in just a moment, and we got some music that he's going to share with us. You stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's the Merry Maid's way of keeping your home or office at its best. And it's what we have come to expect here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our studios and offices always shine because Merry Maids makes the difference, like they do for hundreds of offices and homes in Tallahassee. They'll do just the same, just for you. And they're right here, giving back to our community and giving you extra benefits, like saving you up to $400 on your first cleaning by giving you extra service, and saving an extra 10% when you mention Tallahassee Talks. Their website makes it really easy for you, too. You can schedule a cleaning and make a payment with just a few clicks, any day, any time, day or night, when it's convenient for you. Call Merry Maids this week, 850-386-2205. That's 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Soren. It is the time of year when, various migratory birds make their way.
Here I have come flocking.
Soren is back on some much-needed rest, I think, after a pretty arduous schedule of travel and performances. We talked about Berlin and how remarkable that whole thing was in a number of levels. But you've also played a number of festivals since we saw you last. And you had this art show that you did in Houston at a gallery there.
Yeah.
So some of you may or may not know, I guess, but some of you may not know that in addition to his musical talents, Soren is also known for his visual art. And as a creator in that arena, has been acclaimed. He was, I think, twice selected as the best damn little artist in Texas or something. I forget what the designation
that was.
That
was the actual title for the accolade.
I think it was
the best damn little artist in Texas. Gee, thanks, guys.
Art Magazine, if I'm not mistaken, or Art Journal, one of those.
Yeah, Art in America.
And they said that you were good.
They acknowledged my
work.
We
all need third-party validation, you know, especially in this business.
It helps.
So you do this gallery show in Houston. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that's an old relationship I've had with a gallery there now since 2009, which is hard to believe. But he called me up earlier this year and said, "Hey, would you like to have a show in November?" Yes, I would. And I'd been developing a body of work that explored the relationship between visual line and sonic line or sound. And the translation of that is I sing and draw at the same time. Mm. And I'll create these improvised vocal pieces along with visual works that all come from a developed personal visual vocabulary of shapes and symbols and things that look almost
stuff
like
stuff that you came up with, basically.
You know, distilling it from inspirations from everything from like Veve drawings in Haiti to Sen mandalas you'd see Tibetan Buddhist monks creating. Just the idea of creating one's own personal language. And I think that's a key element there, is that especially at this time, it feels really important for one to just be true to themselves. Mm.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of this. Now, this is the live recording you brought back from Berlin, and I think the song is entitled
Humble Hands.
Humble Hands. So, Carl, let's do that. Take a listen. Humble Hands, Soren.
Place a document in someone's hand, it should reach more than their head. It needs to reach their heart with compelling visuals and dramatic presentations right down to the paper it's printed on. Rapid Press reaches the hearts of thousands of people every day with commercial printing and mailing services for organizations that feed and house children, for businesses that bring vital products and services to our community, and for theaters, festivals, and orchestras reaching bigger audiences and bringing joy to life. Rapid Press commercial printers since 1983.
For digital printing, offset printing, finishing and mailing services, reach for Rapid Press. When you're ready to share your vision, excite your customers, and reach the hearts of your audience, reach for Rapid Press. You'll find them online at rapidpress.com or call 893-7346. 893-7346. Rapid Press, the power of print.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, my friend, we've just a few more minutes before we close out here this radio show, what we call Tallahassee Talks. We've had a lovely conversation. Mm-hmm. Soren and all of the doings of his most recent concerts and shows and composition. You've turned out 6 records. You've been doing this since you were, 5 years old, it feels like. The last 20 years have been remarkably prolific. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I've always appreciated about you mostly is your prolific performance and just a lot of work, both visually and audibly. And the tenacity. I mean, you just seem to be relentless. It's like you're in a race with yourself to see if you can get all this done. And in the process, telling us a story. So what's next? You've got House of Stone finally now completed, those 5 characters that are becoming even more popular as people begin to embrace this body of work. It's amazing, I should say. And kudos to you for having turned that out, because
thank you.
Folks, if you have not done this for yourself, you really need to go to his website. Go to Soren.com. Wouldn't it be the best thing? Or maybe SoundCloud or whatever. Go to Soren.com. That's a good place to start. Just immerse yourself in this music and in the art and find out what it really is all about, at least at that surface level. And then give yourself a chance to begin to try to absorb it all, because it is mammoth. So, having said that, you're back at it, and you've got a whole new chapter, we'll say, of your life and of your career that's beginning to form.
Yeah, the next thing is a body of work that I'm going to release as a book with music as the companion. The book is a journal that I've been keeping for the last few years. Mm-hmm. It's black paper with silver ink and gold ink. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of the internal investigation, sort of like what Carl Jung did with the Red Book throughout his life. Mm-hmm. It was inspired by that in part. And so the result of this is a series of musical pieces that will all be vocal. And then that will be accompanied and produced and presented by way of things like VR and the virtual reality. So you'll be able to put on a headset and be in these different environments where there's a play happening around you. And I'm creating the music spatially, so you'll hear it in a 360 environment.
Wow.
Courtesy of the Atmos software.
Right, right.
And that work itself will follow a loose narrative. And right now the working title is Spiritus for this album.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a sampling of this work that you're talking about. So, Spiritus, we'll stick with that for the moment. But this is the latest from Soren.
Thank you.
his work, the artist Sorn, who has graciously been a part of this broadcast of Tallahassee Talks on this part of the year when the holidays time is here, and Sorn makes his return trip to his boyhood home. A pleasure having you with us again, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
I mean, and you continue to astound us with this level of challenge. And I would say this too for you, my friend, those of you who are just getting to know this artist and his work, take all of your blinders off, put all of your answers aside, and allow the music and the art to help you begin asking questions. Because that's what it really does for me. I think most of all, it's about us thinking critically and asking questions of ourselves, of one another, and the world in which we live. That's what I've got for you this week. I'm going to say to my good friend, my admired and admiring son, Morgan, thank you for all that you give back to this community and to the world of art and music. We're going to keep an eye on you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Folks, that's what I've got for you this week. We are the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment, and a pleasure to be able to bring you this every week from the studios of Moose Magnificat Radio. You'll find Moose Magnificat at moosemagnificat.com. I will be looking forward to having you with us. As you know, Carl Cerny is our executive producer, who does a marvelous job of making all of this somehow make sense. So you come on back here next week, and we'll have some more fun. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant Tiffany Hamilton is helping homebuyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at TiffanyHamilton.com.